This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There's a possibility that brief landspout tornadoes could form this afternoon along parts of the Front Range. The National Weather Service says current weather conditions are ideal for storms that could produce the small tornadoes. Landspouts are usually short-lived, but they can damage mobile homes, roofs, and trees, and toss around outdoor objects. People should travel with caution and take shelter during a landspout tornado. Members in Colorado's Medicaid and CHIP Plus programs can now receive extended postpartum benefits. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Those benefits are now extended from 2 months to 1 year. The change took effect this month. It gives members continuous coverage regardless of any change in circumstances for 12 months after giving birth. Before the change, a big share of Medicaid members ended up with a gap in coverage. That put them at higher risk for poor health outcomes and higher costs. National research shows coverage before, during, and after pregnancy leads to positive maternal and infant outcomes. According to the latest numbers, Colorado Access members make up about 15% of the state's births. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Pueblo woman has filed a lawsuit against the parent company of Facebook. The suit alleges the social media company's addictive nature led her 13-year-old daughter to develop an eating disorder. The suit comes after the company's own internal research revealed its sister service Instagram was causing negative health effects in children. In Denver, it's 89 degrees and partly cloudy, and in Grand Junction, it's 90 degrees and also partly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.